In May of last year, the first Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts, or PIFA, was wrapping up. It had involved scores of artists and arts groups, all presenting works on a theme that related to the cultural energy of early 20th century Paris. The citywide festival was funded by a $10 million grant from the late Leonora Annenberg. Mrs. Annenberg had stipulated that the money was to be spent only on the first festival. Subsequent events would have to find new funding. And so, after the first festival ran its 30-day course, bringing in over 400,000 people to events all over the city, no one seemed really sure whether there would even be a second PIFA. Now we know there will be, and as Executive Director Ed Cameron explains, lessons learned organizing the first festival are proving very useful for the second.
We can't be more grateful to the Annenberg Foundation and Mrs. Annenberg for her vision. It allowed us to really kick off the festival in a major way. And that was such a gift because it allows us now to take what we've established. We established a brand. We created a kind of expectation among audiences that they know what the festival's about. We built some infrastructure like the Video Cube at the corner of Broad and Spruce on the Kimmel Center. So all of that are investments that we don't have to make again at that level. So we believe we can do the festival for about half of what we did it for in 2011, around $5.5 million. We are fortunate to have funds that we raised in PIFA 2011 to carry forward. We are in the process of fundraising and are fortunate that our economic impact numbers, what I believe is great reputation that PIFA established in 2011, there are a lot of corporations in this community and other funders who really see the value of what PIFA can bring. So we're in that process now.
And you talked about the new theme, if you had a time machine, which is really a lot broader than what you had the last time. And I'm guessing, is it giving more opportunity to the various arts organizations? Because it kind of says you can do what you want, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, we intentionally wanted a theme that was inclusive. Our theme in 2011 actually evolved over time to something that was more inclusive. But it's not do whatever you want. We're really asking organizations to think about the artistic exploration that excites them about a moment in human history that you can put on a calendar.
And in terms of how you curate it then, do you block dates off? I mean, if somebody says, well, I'm doing, the end of the Roman Empire, as the Huns cross the Rhine, does that then block out that moment for somebody else? Or are you going to be a lot freer?
We're not being real rigid. There could be a few moments that you could explore in a couple of ways. But we do want to have an array of moments across the festival so you can really take your journey and not keep going back to the same moment over and over again. But it's interesting that there are moments in human history that everybody thinks of, or not everyone, but a group of people thought of that I was kind of surprised. But
And then the idea of going forward gives people a lot of flexibility. Are we going to see lots of, aluminum foil suits and pointy space age hats? Or how do you see the futuristic vision? Because we've managed to go into the future and it never was as we had envisioned it would be.
It's true. Well, this is all about art. It's about how artists and arts organizations interpret those moments. So we're not creating a sci-fi story. But I think that the installation that we're going to be mounting in the lobby, the Eiffel Tower we had in April of 2011 was just an amazing magnet. 177,000 people came in. And we want them to come in to see an installation that in a lot of ways harks back, but harks forward in terms of a machine that can take you somewhere. Who knows, in the future we may all have machines that we can travel through time. But I'll let the artist talk about how they explore those moments in the future.
So may I be the first of 1,200 people to ask this question, but if you had a time machine, how would you be looking back on this festival after it finishes?
I hope that Philadelphians and the visitors to Philadelphia talk about these moments, that it's not just a festival that people think about, but they think about the art that made up the festival and think about the experiences that they had in those moments, and that it becomes a dialogue in our city about not only do we have great art and culture, but, wow, they came together in this way to go on a journey. I would love to have that be the story.
Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts Executive Director Ed Cameron. PIFA 2013 will take place from March 28th through April 27th of next year.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.